Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back inside Hurricane Hotline as we continue to discuss Miami and Wake Forest. Let's head back up to Greensboro and bring in the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki. Joe Z, how are things going up there?
Pretty good, Danny. A lot better now. Got a little tight there at the end, but good win for Miami. They're all good at this time of the year because you win, you keep on playing. And so the University of Miami, this is the tournament sandwiched in between the big tournament. But these guys want to win this thing, and it's a rematch of last year's semifinal. They're going to get Duke tomorrow night and play just well enough to win today. And again, kind of had a habit of letting these games get away at the end, but did enough to win the game.
By my count, Joe, we've had three straight games that have come down to almost identical shots at the end. FSU made theirs, Pittsburgh missed theirs, and Wake Forest today missing again. So yeah. I think, is my count correct on that?
It is, and two of the three have come off a missed free throw that pretty much could have helped put the game away, but and almost in the same spot. It's funny because Coach L told me the other day, we were talking about the Matt Cleveland shot, and he said, really, the percentage of a guy hitting that shot is like 10%, 15%, and now we've had three in a row. And one went in, one I thought was going in, and this one I felt like, not so close. So, but hopefully the next two games, maybe the next two won't come down to the final shot. We'll see.
Joe, Miami today is up 18 points, 61-43, less than 10 minutes to play. Wake Forest, as we just discussed, ends up having a shot at the end. It was a Hail Mary shot, but still a shot nonetheless to win the game. Any level of concern that you're sensing here as the Hurricanes are now, you know, struggling just a little bit to close out games here in the second half?
I just think that sometimes they, you know, to me, and this should not be the case with this team that's experienced this way, time and score. And it appeared to me against Wake Forest that they just felt that time and score was so much in their favor, they got sloppy. Instead of trying to make the easy play, they wanted to make the spectacular play. And then the game got choppy. The foul calls, Miami got called for several, I thought, touch fouls. And Wake Forest was able to kind of take Miami out of their rhythm in the final 8 minutes. And there just wasn't a flow or a pace to Miami's offense. And then Wake, of course, hit a couple of acrobatic three-point shots. And next thing you know, you find yourself in a situation where you're going to get your heart broken. But I think, you know, the first 10 minutes of the second half looked like Miami basketball. Shared the ball, made shots, looked comfortable, played fast. And then the game just got choppy for a variety of reasons. Maybe they also lost their concentration. I do think there were possessions where you have to understand time and score, and they turned the ball over with some some passes that were right into the teeth of the Wake Forest defense.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it, Joe, Isaiah Wong with 17, Jordan Miller with 18, Norchad Omir with 14, Pac-9, Poplar 8. I mean, the scoring was very well spread out, but I agree with you. It just seems like Miami has been getting away from what they do best in the final moments of these games. And between turnovers and missed free throws, Joe, there's been some errors that they're making down the stretch that are just allowing these teams to get back in. And then all of a sudden, you get a guy like Appleby who gets hot. And, you know, it's unfortunate because these guys are able to help them get right back in the game.
Now, part of it is you don't have great inside presence. Now, some would say, but wait a minute, that's Norchad, and that's true. But he's not the guy that late in the game when the defense starts sagging in, and Miami had 42 points in the paint, but late in the game when you need to hit that post up and lob it in to somebody, they really don't have that game. Norchad's good with his back to the basket, but he's still 6'7". And late in the game, when you need to make that entry pass, I think that's when they get themselves in trouble. And then you end up settling for what the defense wants to give you, long three-point shots. And, you know, they hit enough threes in the second half. They were 4-for-10 in the second half, but I think they hit three of their first fives and then kind of tailed off in the second part of the second half. So I think some of their problem is not having a great premier post presence and then over-dribbling into the teeth of the defense trying to get to the rim late in the game. And then you end up on the other end, sometimes out of sorts, where you're giving up transition threes, or in this case, I don't know how to describe some of the shots that Appleby made, and then Hildreth also made a crazy three. And I would also throw in there, Miami was doing a very good job rebounding, and the game ended up 38-36 on rebounds, and Wake Forest ended up with 13 offensive rebounds, and I'll bet you, Danny, that most of those 13 came in the final 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things we talked about going into this game was forcing turnovers, Joe. I don't know if it was just Miami's defense wasn't right in this game, but they were only able to force 10 turnovers on Wake Forest. They did turn that into 18 points, which was a good sign. But I think Miami's defense has to be perhaps a little more aggressive.
Yeah, I think their intention was to be very aggressive on Appleby. I think you had to give Wake credit. You know, they turned the ball over 19 times in the first game. You know that Steve Forbes was drilling that in their heads last night to make sure they take better care of the ball. But really, one of the things that Wake does, you talk about high usage players, and that's Appleby and Hildreth. Appleby went 39 minutes, Hildreth went 38 minutes, and the ball was primarily in their hands the entire game. Those are the only two guys that really handle the ball. And Appleby is really a magician handling the ball. He did a good job. He did turn it over three times. That's a lot less than the 12 he had in Miami. He had 5 assists. Hildreth had 7 assists. And Miami, their whole game plan was to contain those two guys. And they did a pretty good job on it. But at the end of the day, Appleby ends up with 24 points, albeit it took him 24 shots and 15 of the 24 were three-pointers. Hildreth got 17 on 11 shots. So he had a pretty efficient day. But Appleby, I mean, he had 24 shots in the game. So I thought Miami, for the most part, did a good job on him. But just was not a 40-minute game put together by the University of Miami. And we have seen in the past, when they don't play 40 minutes, sometimes that will jump up and bite them in the backside. Fortunately, today it did not.
Well, Joe, a team that did play 40 minutes today was Duke, and we'll probably spend the next 24 hours hearing about how they're the greatest team in college basketball now after they beat Duke 96-69, or beat Pittsburgh, 96-69 today. A very impressive win for Duke, and they look good in that one. But, you know, Miami has had their number of late here, Joe Z. What do you think about this matchup tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great game. It's going to be a road game for the University of Miami. So they need to get a – well, what jumps in my head, Danny, is you're playing in Greensboro, and they love big crowds here. So Miami needs to get a fair whistle. You had Nigel Pack foul out of the game against Wake Forest. It was his 82nd career game. He's never fouled out of a game before. He's not one of America's great defenders or one of America's most physical players, but he had 5 fouls in the game. They fouled him out of the game. So against Duke, somehow they're going to have to play defense without fouling. They have to be able to find a good matchup on Filipowski, who has been a tremendous player, rookie of the year in the league. In the last game, Whitehead did not play for Duke. He was injured. He had a big shot against Miami in the first game at Duke. It's a good matchup for both sides. Duke has the size. Miami does have the physicality with O'Meara inside. And Miami has the great backcourt. They've got the better backcourt. I believe that Wong and Nigel Pack and Bensley Joseph and Wilgan Jordan Miller are better than what Duke has in the backcourt with Proctor and Jeremy Roach. I think Miami has the better backcourt in this game tomorrow night. So it will come down to some of the things that you have mentioned, and that would be taking care of the ball, tightening up the defense. Duke has been considered a very good three-point shooting defensive team. Miami's number one in the league in three-point field goal percentage. So they'll have to have good balance in their offense and share the ball and get a lot of assists.
You know, I think another interesting thing to look for here in this game, Joe, is Kyle Filipowski. I mean, he played fantastic today, but he left the game early with an ankle injury, and he was able to come back into the game. He was just as effective, but the injury looked somewhat significant when it happened. He got helped off the floor, and, you know, I just wonder if, you know, 24 hours later, how he's going to end up feeling, if he's going to be at 100%.
Well, he's a big key. There's no question about that, because he is – he's tough to handle. He gets down in the post and he shoulders the heck out of you. And he generally gets calls going in his way. He's a tough, tough matchup. He can shoot the three. He's a really smart player. He's a great rebounder. Got a ton of double-doubles. He might be averaging a double-double. I got to check his numbers. But, you know, he's a 17-point, 10, 11-rebound guy just about every single night. So that's a tough matchup for Miami. They did a good job. Jordan Miller and O'Meara did a good job on him in the game in Miami. If he is limited, that will be a big factor for Duke, because he definitely is a great player. You can't take that away from him.
Josie, who can step up in this game? You've been right on these a few times this season, so I got to ask you, outside of the obvious guys, Jordan Miller, who's been very consistent, Isaiah Wong, and Norchad O'Meara, who can really step up and be kind of the X factor in this game and have a big game in what's essentially going to be a road game here for Miami?
Well, there's no question that Nigel Pack has to have a great game, in my mind. You know, he was playing really, really well for the University of Miami going into that Florida State game. He had a run there, Hollywood, of about 15 games where he was making about 47, 48% of his three-point shots, and then, you know, didn't play the Florida State game. And last week against Pittsburgh, I think he was 4 for 9. I think he made only one three-pointer in today's game, and it looked like he was a little bit of out of rhythm, because really, you know, he's gone almost 2 weeks, I think, without getting a lot of shots. He was 1 for 4 from three-point range today. And so, to me, if Nigel Pack can get back to where he was prior to the Florida State game, that would go a long way in helping Miami win that game tomorrow night. They're going to need him to stretch the defense against against Duke. And if they can stretch the defense with him and Wong, and certainly that will help things inside with O'Meara, which also will be a huge key in the game. Can they keep him out of foul trouble? He had 4 fouls today, and so Coach L had to be careful how he used Norchad. I think he has 4th foul with 8 minutes to go in the game, his 3rd foul with 12 or 14 minutes to go in the game. So those two things, I think, would be really important for Miami against Duke.
Yeah, I mean, we saw A.J. Casey in the regular season finale, Joe, but how confident are they right now outside of Norchad O'Meara if he were to get into foul trouble? Do you go to favor Irate? Do you bring him in there? Again, this is a big Duke team here, and it's certainly a possibility that Norchad ends up in in foul trouble. You know, he picks up a couple of quick fouls, something like that. How confident is Miami they can still stop Duke?
Yeah, that's, you don't want to go down that road. Today, Casey did not play. Coach O went to Anthony Walker. And, you know, Anthony has a great attitude, hasn't had the kind of year that he had a couple seasons ago, but he's very capable in short spurts of playing pretty good basketball for Miami. And so I think he would be the first guy off the bench to back up Norchad. He's a high flyer. He can grab rebounds. He can score inside. He can't make a three. He keeps taking those three-pointers. He's only made one since January, and that was against Georgia Tech. And that was back on January 3rd or 4th. Since then, he hasn't made one three-pointer. He keeps shooting them, but they don't go in. But he's most effective when he's around the basket, rebounding, altering shots, and, of course, if he gets out on the break or gets above the rim, you can't stop him because of the way that he leaps.
Miami and Duke tomorrow night. Jose will be on the FM, 104.3 FM, The Shark. We get to hear your voice in crystal clear FM stereo tomorrow, so it should be a whole lot of fun. Joe, I want to wish you, by the way, a very happy anniversary, you and your wife. What's in the plans for tonight up there in Greensboro?
Well, I'm just going to go to dinner with the team. She, of course, will be having probably a lovely candlelight dinner at home. So we'll have to make that up somewhere down the road. But right now, all of our attention will be, you know, on tomorrow. And this will be the third time that Miami and Duke have played in the semifinals. And Duke has beaten Miami twice. Last year got them in Brooklyn. So maybe it's Miami's turn to return the favor. I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. It's going to be all Duke fans. It's going to be tough sledding in the Coliseum, 23,000 Duke fans. But I suspect that we're going to get a great effort by the University of Miami.
Yeah, I think so too, Joe. It's been an incredible season. It's been a special season, and hopefully one more special performance against Duke here. And hopefully we can keep you up there in Greensboro through Saturday and get you back here on Sunday, because we got a Selection Sunday show that we're going to be doing as well, which I know we're excited for.
Yep, 6 o'clock Sunday night, we'll be on campus. You and I will be there, and we'll find out where the NCAA decides to send the University of Miami. That'll be a really exciting night. Back-to-back years, Hurricanes in the semifinals of the ACC tournament. Back-to-back years, we'll be in the NCAA tournament. And listen, if they could avoid these four-minute meltdowns at the end of the game, they could find themselves in the Final Four.
Josie, sounds good, and we look forward to hearing from you tomorrow.
Okay, Hollywood, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, it's a 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off, Miami and Duke in the ACC tournament. Again, that game you can catch live on 104.3 FM, The Shark, and on the Odyssey app. We'll take a pause. More Hurricane Hotline after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.